Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogun. Pastor Ben Ogun is the founder and president of Ben Ogun Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
Today's message is titled, The Family of God. Turn with me into Ephesians chapter 3, and we'll read verses 14 and 15. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Amen. The family of God is one family in heaven and on earth. What brought about this one family, this one household? The blood of Jesus Christ. As we know that families are made up of blood, that is, the children are born in one family. They are related through genetic or DNA relationship through the blood. So this one family of God is composed of one blood, every one of them, both in heaven and on earth. Watch what the scripture says. He said, he's named, telling us that it's one family, one word of God, one faith, one hope, one baptism. Paul describes this family of God in Ephesians chapter 2, if I read from verse 19. Now, therefore, you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. So it is Christ that brought about the oneness of this family, the blood of Jesus Christ, the blood of the Lamb of God that was slain for us, which God sacrificed through the eternal spirit for the whole world. And now he's saying to us that this blood brings us home, brings us into the family of God. And that today there is no Jews, no Gentiles, because of the blood of Jesus Christ. This blood has reconciled everyone to God. This is the price God paid to bring us to God. He gave us his son, Jesus Christ. This son of God is the word of God. So that's what Jesus says, that this is the blood of the new covenant. So it's not a natural blood. It is spiritual blood. There is a natural blood where we are born into natural family. There is also a spiritual blood where we are born into this household or the family of God. It's a spiritual family. And this family is what God is calling everyone to come into. Jesus says that you believe God, also believe in me. That in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. That means, he said, there's room for you, room for everyone of us in the whole world. And that this one house is the one Bible he gave to us. Is this one life he gave to us. It is amazing and it is comforting to see what happened in heaven. And then we will read that in Revelation chapter 12. Revelation chapter 12 from verse 7. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. And the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil, and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ, For the accuser of our brethren is cast down. We accuse them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They loved not their lives unto death. He said they got victory over the devil, the angels of God, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Every one of them who drank this blood, which Jesus says that his flesh is meat indeed, his blood is drink indeed. They drank the blood of the Lamb, and then they had the testimony. That means we need to drink this blood to have the testimony of the word. And to what does that mean? To have the testimony of the life. We will then have the life of God in us. And therefore, they will be able to overcome the dragon. What did the dragon bring to heaven? The ancient dragon brought divisions. It brought partitions. And so they overcame that partition, that religious or confusion Satan brought to heaven through the oneness of the blood, through the one blood of Jesus Christ. And so he's saying to us also on earth, equally on earth, the only way we can overcome the devil and every partitions and religious divisions the devil has introduced is by this one blood of Jesus Christ. This one holy Bible given to all humanity, that as many as receive him, to them he gives the right to become the children of God by taking to this one family of God, this one blood that reconciles us to God. When every one of us have received this one blood, then there will be no room for the devil. There will be no room for the flesh and blood that brought divisions. You know, our natural families and different races and whatnot bring divisions among men. That's why there is all kinds of confusion on earth. But God solved the problem by giving us this one race of God. That race is called Holy Nation. Peculiar people, those who are called according to his purpose, those whom he had called. Where did he all began it from? From Abraham. See with me in Galatians chapter 3, and hear what the scripture says concerning the family of God. Galatians chapter 3, and reading verse 6 and 7 of it. Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. Verse 8. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. He said the family of God is of faith, that Abraham believed the scriptures and it was accounted to him for righteousness. So he was no longer mindful of his biological home. God called him and said, come out of his father's house and I will bring you to a new land. And so Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness. He's saying the same thing to us, that God is calling every one of us in the whole world, come out from among them. Come out from that biological houses you are, and come to this spiritual house, to this family of faith. Faith in what? Faith in the word of God. And that everyone that also believe as Abraham believed are the children of Abraham. By what means? By faith. Is he talking of the physical Abraham? No, he's talking of the spirit. What spirit? The spirit of the Holy Bible, which is Christ Jesus. And that's why it says in verse 16 of Galatians 3, now unto Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saith not unto seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. That he was talking of Christ. Who is Christ? The word of God, which is given to us. That God so loved the word, he gave his only begotten son. What son? The word. Which word? The same word he gave to Abraham. So Abraham believed in the seed of God. And that's why he said, to thy seed. He now became the seed of Abraham by faith. And said that seed is the Holy Bible. Jesus Christ, the Word of God. And so is anywhere in this whole world. Anyone believe in the same seed of Abraham, in the same word of God, they are the children of Abraham. By faith, they are brought into this family that he has removed the divisions. There is no Jews, no Gentiles, just Jesus Christ alone. One blood, one life, one testimony, one faith, one home. Which home? The home of God on earth. Where is that home where God dwells? Jesus says that God dwells in him. You know that God dwells in the Holy Bible. That in the beginning, the Bible says, was the Word. The Word was with God and the Word was God. That God is Word and his dwelling place is in the Word. Where do we have that Word? In the Bible. And so that place Jesus said, in my Father's house, he's talking of the Bible. He said there are many rooms. That means there's room for every one of us in this whole world to enter in. Jesus says, I am the door. By me, if anyone enter in, he shall be saved. He wants you to strive to enter into the Word of God. And let the Word of God enter you. He wants the truth of this Word to enter you. That this is our family house. Whose house? Our Heavenly Father. And that when we enter in, and the Word of God enter us, we belong to God. We are bought with a price. We are purchased unto God again through the blood of Jesus Christ. Through his Word. He said he sent this Word in the Bible to us. To heal us and to deliver us from our destructions. To bring us home as he gave to us in the parable of this prodigal son. He said we should return home. That in this house of God are many mansions. That if it was not so, he would have told us. That is from this house that he did everything he had done. He created everything, both visible and invisible. That God spoke, it was done. That this God is his Word. That if we come to him, he's able to supply all we need by Christ Jesus, by his Word. And so he says, come to me, all you that labor and heavy laden, I will give you rest. What rest? You will stop being the flesh. You will not be in God. You know, God is not a man that he will lie, nor the son of man that he will change. He told us that with God, all things are possible. He's talking of his Word, that there was no way for us to gain access to God. And then God now gave us his Word. He said, by this Word of God, you can become a child of God. We can be born again, not of corruptible or diable seed, but of incorruptible by the Word of God, that liveth and abideth forever. That God gave birth to the Scriptures. He says that as he has life, everlasting life, so he has given to the Scripture to have everlasting life. That through the Scriptures, we can be born again unto God. That he gave us this Bible so that he can bring many sons to glory through the Scriptures. Through the Word, Jesus says, if this Word enter you, it shall give life to your mortal bodies. And he wants the truth of the Bible to enter us, that we have a home. That home where we came from, that God said, let us make man in our own image. He said, that image is Christ. Where is that Christ? This Holy Bible. And that it is in him we were formed. And God ordained it that we should walk in him, live in him, and have our being in him. And so he said that seed of Abraham is Christ. And that this Christ is given to us freely to bring us home. What did God do? He gave us himself. So that through himself, we can live in his own house. That when we come into the Word of God, we have entered God. And when we enter God, we are no longer an outsider. What has happened? We have not entered that house. That family house. And that it was so with the angels. That the angels overcame the devil through the blood and the word of their testimony. They had the evidence in them. If they had not received the word, they would have themselves. Say they did not love themselves unto death. That means they have rejected themselves and accepted the self of Christ, the Lamb of God. Which is what God said we should do on earth. Jesus says, Except you deny yourself, you cannot be my disciple. That when we hold on to our biological background, and we are holding on to our natural background, we cannot turn to God. That God wants us to hold on to His word. This one word that He's giving to the human race. And by it, He neutralizes the divisions of male and female, rich or poor, different societies. And so that's why He said there will be one Lord, one God, one family in heaven and on earth. And that this one family is what brings peace. That's why He says, my peace I give unto you. You know, the world is looking for peace. They are coming together to make peace, to arrange peace. He said, that cannot bring peace. That Jesus Christ is our peace. Who has broken down the middle walls of different nationalities, different nations. That the peace of God surpasses all human divisions. What peace? The word. That when we stand on the authority, when we stand in this one foundation of God, which is Jesus Christ, the chief cornerstone, then all the walls are removed. All the countries, there is no more. All the nations, no more. There will be one nation. That's the nation of God. And so it is, He said, that is how He had planned our freedom. That God has prepared for us a better. See what He said concerning Him in Hebrews chapter 11. I hear what it says. Telling us concerning the household of faith. He says in verse 10. For He looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God, who Abraham. He said Abraham was looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. He wasn't looking for a natural city anymore. He was not seeking for the city of God. And that is why He said that He is that father of faith, Abraham. That the same that do as Abraham, that believe as Abraham, are the children of Abraham. And that He was no longer mindful of where He came out from. That if He was mindful of His natural nations or the nations of this world, He would have had opportunity to return. He would have returned home. He was seeking for the one of God. God is saying to us, we should seek for the one of God. That flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. That what we are holding on to cannot enter into the kingdom of God. There's only one way to enter the kingdom of God, is to seek for this one, which Abraham is seeking for, whose builder and maker is God Himself. Do you know that God built this house? Jesus says that I am the true planting of God. Who planted me? The Father. That I am His work. God is the builder and the maker of this house. And who is this house? Jesus says, I am the house. That God gave us the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. So He's entirely the work of God. And so He said, Abraham was looking for it. And Jesus came and He said, I am that dwelling place of God. Where in this world that God is dwelling in His word. And now we know that city is this Bible. The city of the living God, the dwelling, the home of God on earth. That God dwells in Him, as the apostle says, that in Him dwells the fullness of the Godhead bodily. It is this home God is calling us to, that we should return to Him, that we should seek Him while we may find Him, because a day is coming, we don't have this opportunity anymore. He said, today, if we hear His voice, harden not your heart. That Jesus is calling. He said, come to me. Who is calling? The word. He said, He's knocking at the door of our heart. Let me in. That there's only one way you can belong to God, only through this Bible. This is what connects us to Abraham. This is what connects everyone in this world. That when we all receive the same God Abraham received and believed, we are children of Abraham. There is no male, no female. There's no Jew, no Gentile. It has nothing to do with the natural. It has to do with Christ. It has to do with His word. that it's only as many as are born again to God through the scriptures, through his word, they are his children. And therefore, he's saying to us that Abraham was looking for the city of the living God. See what Psalm 87 says concerning this city, this family of God. Psalm 87, reading from verse 1. His foundation is in the holy mountains. The Lord loveth the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things are spoken of thee, O city of God. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia, this man was born there. And of Zion it shall be said, this and that man was born in her. And the highest himself shall establish her. The Lord shall count when he writeth up the people that this man was born there. As where the singers as the players on instruments shall be there, all my springs are in thee. Are you born in her? You know what he's saying? He said you are to be born of this city. That this city is the heavenly Jerusalem, which is the mother of us all. It's a spiritual city, it's not earthly. That is the city of the living God, that every child of God is born in this city. It's called the Mount Zion, the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. He said, now you are come unto Mount Zion. Who? To the Holy Bible. To the city of the living God. To the heavenly Jerusalem. And to the church of the firstborn. You know there are innumerable angels in this city. That's why it says, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. One city, one Bible, one family, one hope. And it says that they overcame the dragon by this one family, one blood. When the devil brought divisions, they flushed him out. They gave in to this one family, that we don't have another home. This is our home. And therefore, he said there was no more room found for the devil. That if we know that this is our home, that we have no other hope, the hope that maketh not ashamed, the home of God, that where God dwells. He said, outside him are dogs, sorcerers, hypocrites. He said, this house is the house of this Bible. That if you abide in him and he abides in you, you will do as the holy angels. You will make no room for the devil. You will make no room for religious confusion. You will know that this God is our God forever. Please be born in her. Be born in this word of God. How did Jesus say you can be born? He said, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. Then you will, something will happen to you. You will know the truth. He will give you another comforter. That comforter, he said, will be with you forever. Nobody can take it from you. Why? Because you are born of her. He said, he that gave you to him is greater than all. Who gave you to him? The Spirit. What Spirit? The Spirit of the Scriptures. He said, you have come to God by him. By who? Through this Bible. You are not coming to God through the flesh. No. He said, present your bodies as living sacrifice. Holy and acceptable to God. This is your reasonable service. He wants us to come to God by Jesus Christ. He wants us to receive him first. Then we come to God boldly, that if we don't receive this truth of this Bible, and we are coming to God some other way, he said that's the way of a robber, that many shall lament. When they find out that they are an outsider, they are cast away. When they shall see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and they who say they belong to him are cast out, for they did not take hold on this one blood, one hope, one word of God which Abraham believed, one Bible. He said, it is only by this Bible we can belong to God. For this God is our God forever and ever. And so he said, it is this family that shall stand on this earth. Anyone that is not of this home, who is not found written in this book, he said he will write every one of them. That is not found written in this book of life, in this holy Bible. He says out, that let the life of this scripture be in you. And abide in this scripture. Remain in him, for this is the home eternal, home everlasting, home unremovable. He said, heaven and earth shall be removed, but my word abideth forever. This is the home that was before he created. This is the dwelling place of the Most High. He said, this is the dwelling place. This has been our dwelling place in all generations. If you abide in him as the ark of Noah, he says when the flood comes, the tempest comes, he says you will abide, because this house will abide. All other houses shall be removed as of created, but this one shall remain because he existed before creation. He is not created, he is the creator. This is the family of the creator. Please abide in him, and he shall abide in you. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogan. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit benoganministries.org.